Yeah, I think it's important to emphasize first that if we make a trade involving a player on a contract, as we did in the case with Cabrian, that is not, we would never make a trade in order to save money. That's never part of the calculus. But using that payroll space that is opened up through that trade, in addition to the talent that we get back, using that payroll space on other things can really help the team, especially if we feel like we have alternatives in-house that can replace some of Key's contributions. So,
all right. Fan weather looks like we'll have good weather for the ball game if you're going tonight. That is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. That is Ben Cherington saying we would never make a trade to save money. But then he said in the next sentence that the money they're saving on Key Brian Hayes would get repurposed and used for somebody else on the roster. If that's not technically saving money,
because but they are using the money that comes out of the pocket, they're putting it back into the team, Pony. If they didn't make any moves, they would be saving it.
So he's instead describing what we're doing here is we're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
They're reallocating
those funds. We're taking Brian Hayes' money.
We're reallocating those funds.
But, okay, so this...
Pony, I'm playing semantic jokes on you.
I know, and I think like a lot of people have looked at this quote or heard this soundbite and said he negated what he said in the first part with the second part. Like, doesn't the second part of that clip sound like they made a trade to save money? Even if it, like, even if, you know, I get where he's coming from. Brian Hayes isn't $7 million that's going into Bob Nutting's bonus at the end of the year. They're going to take that $7.5 million and they're going to use it on somebody else. It's still something that fans don't want to hear because it's the payroll staying the same.
Like in an ideal world, maybe you want it. Okay, maybe you wanted Hayes gone, but you have a better team because you're spending that money on a better hitter, and you can afford to have crummy bat at third base and elite glove or something. Yes, the payroll is staying static, though. Yes, and that's not what people want to hear.
Like, we're going to take $7 million and get a third baseman that hits better than Hayes, doesn't field as well. It's still like, all right, at the end of the day, if that's all that they're doing, it's still adding up to 88 or 89 or 90 million, which is not the whole point of the Skeens era, is to spend more right now. And when it's over, like, I'm not saying they need to be Jim Leland's Marlins per se, but I kind of am saying that. Do things now that are a little bit, you know, completely out of character for this ownership group.
You've got an out of character great pitcher on a very team friendly deal. Augment, do things you're uncomfortable with, and then when you inevitably trade him, okay, go back around if you're going to make it up on the back end.
That's what the Brewers do. They go up and down,
and they make it very evident and obvious to their fans in explicit terms what they're doing and when they're doing it.
Sometimes when they go down, they actually trade so well and find guys that they win even then.
Correct.
And they're like, wait a minute, we didn't plan on winning, but we are now, so
oopsie,
we might as well go for it.
Time to do it again.
And they accidentally win.
And their attendance is not spectacular, but they are eighth in the NL in attendance, middle of the pack in a small market. What was the, I know you played the clip from Cherington there, his answer. What was the question?
It was about the Cabrian Hayes trade, right, Jack?
Just
that was
like
what the question was?
It like, I guess my point was, though, the question did not lead him down a road where he would say, you know, we'll never make trades to you know, become more payroll flexible or with money as the concern, right? It was not my point is, it was not a question that was asked of him that necessarily demanded that as an answer.
No, he volunteered that
that's kind of what I mean.
That's how the sausage gets made here now.
That's kind of what I mean. It's just that it feels like that's a little bit telling, does it not? That's where he went on it. Feeling like he needed to say that.
And that he's comfortable explaining it and describing it that way.
Right.
Like, not knowing that when you say in your first breath, we never make a trade to save money, But hey, now that we did save this money, here's how we're going to use the saved money. Like, that is going to annoy and irritate and piss off your fans.
It's the old bit about, like, my we never make a trade to save money t-shirt is raising a lot of questions already answered by the shirt kind of bit.
Because the fans look at it as you don't need to save money right now. How much more money
go
do you need to save?
Go. Why are you not going for it aggressively?
You already have one of the lowest payrolls in baseball.
What are they, bottom four still?
Yeah, why does... This is not the time to be saving money. This is supposed to be the time to spend the money.
A more fine point there is, if you're not going to spend it now, what set of circumstances would compel you to? What kind of player would you have to pair with Paul Skeens for you to say, oh, okay, now these two guys are both on rookie deals, like pre-arb players. They're both spectacular. Like, if you had Aaron Judge, I guess, the positional equivalent, if you had that guy on a pre-arb deal, then we would spend money because, look, oh my God, we have like the best hitter and the best pitcher in the sport. I'm trying to think of who else even would compare.
Ohtani, Judge,
Kyle
those
Tucker,
guys.
Guy like that.
I don't know. He's not in Skeens' class.
Right. So you've got a handful of players in the entire sport that are in his class. You need two of them? Because I think my question when he says stuff like that is much more the if not now, when? And under, if not under this specific circumstance, under what set of circumstances?
They're always going to do things that way is what he's saying. Like, it's right. always going to be, it's never going to be us like.
You're not going to get the gratification of us at one point randomly just going, quote unquote,
screw it.
All in.
Yeah.
Like, throw caution to the wind. The closest that's happened or come to happening is in his predecessor's tenure. Ah, screw it. The guy's won 11 in a row. Let's bring in Chris Archer. And it blew up in their face like one of those Acme TNT things in Looney Tunes.
But Charrington said they'd have to take more risk now, too.
What are those risks? Taking a worse return for David Bednar in a deal?
Here he is on spending money, but not on things like players.
Putting the player payroll aside, yes, of course. There are other investments the Pirates make to try to win more baseball games fast. Some of those are human investments. Coaches, performance staff, you know, you name it, throughout the organization whose job it is to continue to help our players get better. Some of that is technology and data that we need to assess players accurately, and that comes back to inform player development plans and how we prepare for games, et cetera. So there is certainly money spent on things outside the payroll.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my problem with that, though. And I think Charrington maybe doesn't like have his finger on the pulse there of the average fan and how the avid fan consumes the sport at this point. Because
mm-hmm.
the avid fans are the ones listening on hanging on every word that he says on his show. Everyone around baseball does that stuff. That is like cost of doing business for any serious team. And I'll add, the really good teams spend more of it in those areas too.
But what's the point of spending money on these people and the technology to identify the best players if you don't have the means to go out and get
Correct.
Them? All right, so now we have all these data analysts and the technology are telling us, here's the way the players should be ranked. Here are the best ones. Well, if you don't have the capacity to go acquire those players, what's the point?
Anyway, it's good that we know that. We won't be getting any of them, but we know who they are.
That's what I'm saying. That's
right.
What I mean.
No, I know. It's throwing money away. Like, hey, this is spitting, the computer's spitting back a bunch of results, or the analysts have crunched the numbers and come up with this. Well, that's nice, but...
Okay, so maybe their rebuttal is, we don't do that with pro players. That helps us identify high school and college guys. I don't know, man. That's a pretty slippery slope.
Then why isn't your system better, and why is like the Dodgers system always seemingly better?
I still think that actually is less analytical and more old school, like... finding the high school and college
players.
Kids. Yes.
And then the analytics comes in with how you teach them how to play baseball your way.